Okay, waiting room. Bernie, no feel? No feel? No fell?
It's actually pronounced Samuel Beckett. You know, I'm not a morning person. I did that 7 a.m. morning. I write from a dream state, and I end up just sharing my nightmares. I don't know what comes out, but it's always grisly and bloody, and then it gets interesting. You want a bagel with that? No, I prefer a donut with a hole. Bagels have holes. Yes, but the holes in a bagel aren't sweet. I want something sweet. Well, technically, the hole itself doesn't have a flavor. It's just a void. Are you trying to say I'm not allowed to have something sweet? No, if you want a donut, by all means, have a donut. I'm just pointing out that the holes in both a bagel and a donut are identical and that they are a void. They are just an empty space. No, they're not. Yes, they are. Are you calling me a liar? I'll bet you $50. Look. A donut hole is the same as a bagel hole. A golf course hole is the same as a hole in the eye of a needle. A man hole is the same as a woman hole. My good man, not only are you lacking the fundamental vocabulary to properly place a breakfast order in a coffee shop, but you seem oblivious to very important anatomical differences of human beings. Ho ho, all holes are the same indeed. You're putting words in my mouth. And the hole in your mouth, does it have a gender too? What? Your mouth hole, is it male or female? What? Donut, bagel, male, female, golf courses, needles? I'm afraid you're hopelessly confused. What? I'm not confused, you silly person. The difference between an object and the hole that it contains, the object is different. The empty space inside it is the same. Yet some are male and some are female. No, none are male or female. Holes have no gender. Ha ha, you're single, aren't you? What? Look, if we start accepting that all holes are the same, before you know it, we'll all be saying all other objects are the same. The Bermuda Triangle, no different than Bermuda shorts. A Brazilian, no different than Brazil nuts. And then what do you have? Chaos. It's a slippery slope, my good man. A slippery slope. And you are careening down it pell-mell. Pell-mell, I say. Okay, you're right. Excuse me? You're right. A donut hole is different than a bagel hole. They are different. You're not just saying that. You truly believe it. Yes, I truly believe it. Good. Well, that resolves that argument then, doesn't it? Yes, I would say it does. Quite. They both took slurps off their coffee. Settled. Another slurp. Now, if you'll just pay me that $50. What? For the wager you admit losing. Pay up and we're settled. I will not. Welch, I'm leaving. I'm right behind you. Welch, hello world. This man is a Welch. And the two men walked out. The customer at the counter approached the barista. You know those two? Yeah, they come in all the time. They have a real famous father, too. Oh? Yeah, Samuel Beckett. The author? Yep. And you know what they've been doing just sitting there? No. Waiting for to-goes.
Is that a pun, or were you just trying to punish us?